This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. I'm so excited to talk Cowboys with everybody here today and with you. And we have all the angles. All right, so let's do this. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. The text is open at 877-881-1053. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ. Of course, you have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup back home, Master Control. Fixing to go five. Rangers Mariners tonight. We'll talk about them as well. Obviously, you do have Woolchuck and Chiafalo here. Your Nosebleed Brothers, tennis courts in Oxnard. You have DJ the DJ, DJ Pridemore, remote engineering, along with Carter Freeman. He's coordinating your video and uploading stuff on YouTube and stuff. So, I do want to say we're going to be all over the Micah Parsons angle here shortly, but. You know, I think this thing is going to play out. He'll play football for you. The much more interesting thing right now, at least over the last 30 minutes, is Lyle Collins' workout happening out there.
Yeah.
I did catch a glimpse of it. I didn't know if they wanted me to watch, so I was kind of like trying to look through the corner of my eye. Mm-hmm. I just saw a big guy moving fast and hitting hard, Brian.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting. Just in kind of talking to some folks, felt like the workout went really well. Credit to Lyle for being in shape. You do worry about big guys that, you know, they kind of gets away from them. They don't mm-hmm. really put in the work. They come here, they're going to lumber through a workout. They're going to bend over a lot. They're going to be tired. It's going to be embarrassing for them. But from what I'm hearing with the Lyle Collins workout, there was some pop to his game. There was some good movement. They had another, I heard they had somebody else with him. I'll try and get the name, but there were two names. They're a little light right now in the offensive line, but everything that I heard from Lyle Collins from the workout was on the positive side of the thing, not just saying, oh, you know, oh, it was good, don't worry about it kind of thing. No, it was, hey, the movement was good, the power was good, the conditioning was good. There was a lot of positive things that came out of that workout. We'll see. Maybe a little bit later today we'll have a signing or an addition of Lyle Collins to this football team.
That would be exciting. You know, I think Trayvon Diggs was pretty exhausted last night. So, you know, it is interesting to, you know, to wonder how in shape a guy is. As Dak Prescott saying, he's in the best shape of his life. The movement, the after rep, you know, a body language of Lyle Collins, it all matched to me in the short period that I got to see as I was walking from the parking lot over here to the tennis courts. And I, you know, he looked fast and strong and in shape, more so than number 69. And I don't know who that yeah. was. I guess if it's Cornelius, yeah. you know, then that would make sense. But he looked significantly stronger, faster than him. So I think the next step would be what would happen if you could put him out there. I guess the number one concern is, why was he just released from Buffalo last summer? Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I think, like, yeah, I think
is there reason to believe he's significantly more in shape or ready to rock?
Yeah, I think he was banged up. I think he wasn't physically, maybe mentally, he wasn't into playing football. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that have gone on in his life that he's had to kind of go through. And I think when he was able to put all that behind him and then go with Duke and get a fresh start and kind of think like, okay, I'm still a reasonably young offensive lineman. When they get to their 30s, they kind of, as the older they get, really the better they get. So
32 now, right?
Yeah, he's still a young guy that way. And you know, he's, if he's going to go, he's never, ever, and Wolchek, correct me if I'm wrong, this has never been a guy. Okay, the one, remember Dawson, the one time in training camp, remember how good he looked physically? He came and he lost a bunch of weight, and we interviewed him out here on the back, you know, the back steps and stuff, and he looked like he'd lost a lot of weight and all that.
He was shirtless.
Yeah, he was shirtless. He was excited about, you know, how he looked, how he felt. But Lyle Collins has never been a big go workout guy. Lyle Collins has been kind of a pat him up, go play, and then party your balls off afterwards, guy. You know, and that's,
go eat some crawfish.
And I say that as an LSU guy that you know, back in the day, that's what you do. But he never was committed to being physically fit and everything. He was committed to having a damn good time in life. That was Lyle Collins. That's why he and Dak get along so well. Now, Dak will have a good time with you too. But I think this is like he sees it. I'm a young man. I still have a little football left. Maybe an opportunity to get back in.
Well, that would be exciting. Based on, you know, everything that's happened so far today, I think I'd be surprised if he doesn't end up at least, you know, getting something done.
If you saw a little snap, I mean, I was talking to people that were saying the movement was good. I think we were recording Love of the Star. I heard some.
Right.
I heard a sled being hit back there, and you know, I heard a and a lot of sled movement.
He's added a real
when he punches. So yeah. I was like, okay, if that sounds good, but you know, Lyle Collins has a history of playing at very high level and not really giving a damn. But now that he gives a damn, I hope this works out for him.
Obviously, the big story right now is Micah Parsons, though. And, you know, I wanted to make sure we mentioned Lyle Collins because that's actually breaking just as much. And I think we're going to end up talking a lot about Micah today. But that Lyle thing could be big. I think here's what I got for you. If you believe Micah is genuine here and he really wants out and this isn't a Myles Garrett negotiating tactic, you know, if you take that at face value, you trade him because I really feel like he's not a guy that really loves being a Cowboy. And we always wondered as he's wearing a 76ers jersey and people are saying he loves Philadelphia. And then, you know, he's not always at OTAs. He's kind of a lone wolf. Like, are these his guys? Does he love being here? He said when he was getting drafted, he wanted to get drafted by the Cowboys. But since then, I don't think that has added up. And maybe he's just a guy that's about himself, right? So that's fine. But not if it's you got a contract standoff and Shoddy's building this culture, you know. So that's where I'm at right now. This should be, I think, a moment for the Cowboys to reevaluate how they look at this player. And I'll add to it. If you let him go, you got the room to sign George Pickens. And guess what? George Pickens is bought in. He's doing a buddy cop movie out here with CeeDee Lamb, right? So assuming you're going to still be looking at the pie like that, you know, I think there's a lot of benefit to the idea. And now that Ezeraku is here and you have a nice group of pass rushers, you could still have a pretty dang good pass rush without Micah Parsons. But Todd Archer updated there at the break, right? They don't have any intention of responding or trading.
No. And I think that it's 99.5%. I mean, darn near 100%. There is no chance the Cowboys are going to trade Micah Parsons. I don't believe in any way that they would even consider trading him. They have not done a trade of a superstar player, and I know one person mentioned Amari Cooper to me. That is not even in the same tier as we're talking about with Micah. You got to go back to Herschel Walker. Yeah. I do think Micah loves being a Cowboy, personally. I think he loves all of what comes with being a Cowboy. The Bleacher Report stuff, all the off-the-field avenues and opportunities, and the empire that he could possibly build podcasting. Does that come from, hey, if you're a Detroit Lion or a Cincinnati Bengal? No disrespect to those organizations. It does when you're a Dallas Cowboy.
Since you're talking business here, Wolchuk, and I think you're smart to do that because Mike is a good businessman, I think that the 5 years and $200 million or four and 160, it just represents such a difference in money, you know, than what he would get if he goes fifth-year option, tag. You know, you're looking at 165 or 205 compared to 3 for $85. And by the way, there's no injury guarantee. If you sign a deal with the Cowboys, you're going to get all of it because they're going to immediately start flipping switches and they're going to be pot committed on that contract. So you're looking at, if I do a five-year deal, I'm getting $200 million. Right now, if you proceed and you get injured, you might only get 24 more. If you make it another year, you might only get 27 more and then 33 more, right? Or you could demand a trade to a team that's ready to give you $200 million, you know? So I think the hey, Micah wants to be here because it's the star and he's a good businessman is eliminated by the difference of the guarantees that he's going to be looking at if he lets the Joneses play this out the way that they're planning to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
And I don't even think it's a bad tactic by the Cowboys, you know, to just say, it's so much better if we just tag you. You know, now I do think you have to start with the concern of, are you going to alienate the locker room? Jerry has always had a good relationship with the players, but looking at social media right now, I feel like that's changing in a big way here at this camp.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things here, because we talk about Micah in a way that, like, how likable is he in that locker room? What type of leader is he? But these players are coming to his defense. Like, CeeDee Lamb is tweeting out, like, come on, dude, just pay the man what he's owed. Mm-hmm. We don't need to do all this extracurricular stuff. You have Overshown and Wanya Thomas changing their profile pictures on social media to pictures of Micah. So there is plenty of support in that locker room for Micah, and a lot of it has to do with those guys want to win, and you are much closer to winning the way that you want to win if you have Micah Parsons, and especially this time of year. Like, go ahead and let him sit out or trade him, and that's not helping our team today. So everyone in that locker room is like, oh, sure, okay, you do trade Micah. They're not going to, but in that world, okay, you get a couple of first round picks, great. When are we going to see those guys? This time next year.
Right.
Great. You're not helping me today. I'm CeeDee Lamb. I'm Dak Prescott, especially Dak Prescott, who has all the pressure in the world from winning expectations. We want to win right now. Micah is one of the biggest reasons why we will win.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can get just a couple of other pieces figured out on your defense and you have Micah Parsons, it's going to put you like Von Miller, D. Ware type of, we got your offense in checkmate. You know, best quarterbacks in the NFL. Well, guess what? You don't even have 2.5 seconds to throw. That's what Micah represents. And I agree, the team won't trade him if they can help it. You know, what if Micah rides this thing so hard, you know, rallies the players, you know, gives the Cowboys front office a bad name in the national media, like this thing could continue to decline, and then him just refusing to play. Like, that's it.
Right? Him refusing to play. Now, this is all this rallying it, getting the fan support, and it's pretty split on the text. I think there's a lot of people that are Cowboy fans that are saying, all right, trade him, move him, get him out of here. I think there's some people that are fed up with Micah Parsons. I think more so than probably the Cowboys think, and maybe some others that cover the team.
Well, they love the star, and they sense that Micah doesn't look at them the same way.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's perfect. This is exactly the only negotiating tactic that Micah has. Let me put this out there. Let me try and brew the fan frustration against the front office. Let me rally the troops inside the locker room, And do we weigh now the distraction stuff? Does it end up? And that's the thing that, that pisses me off about all of this, that the Cowboys do what we're talking about this now instead of focusing on let's get ready for this 2025 season. I wish this would get done sooner, but that's not the way they operate. We're dealing with this every single year, whether it's Dak, CeeDee Lamb. We can go back to the Zeke Who stuff, right? So all Micah has now is this type of play. And I think he's probably... The smart thing is also to leave camp. That's probably the next domino that happens here. Is he leaves and gets the hell out of here.
Yeah, because him and his agent can quickly do the math, and Micah, you know, is pretty sharp in business himself, so I'm sure he's aware of this. But you talk about the $50,000 fine to miss camp. You talk about missing game checks, and that's, you know, that can add up. But if you're looking at it like the next team that I go to is going to guarantee that $200 million, the difference between $285,000 is much bigger than a $50,000 fine, a $1 million game check, right? So you say, let's sit out games, let the Cowboys know this is real. And at some point, the Cowboys say, well, we can't just let this asset expire or sit here. We have to trade him.
That's the big question.
Yeah.
Is he willing to do that? Is he willing to not play football? Is he willing to actually eat that money? I don't think that he is.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cowboys think that he is. But if he does, Brian, then we can have a different conversation.
Yeah, I think the conversation, if you're right, Dawson, and he were to leave and now the fines start, then you send a different message. I think the optics of it is, like, right now with him being here, he does not want to get fined.
Mm-hmm.
But if he were to walk away...
You burn the bridge.
He burned the bridge, and now he's getting fined $50,000 a day. And we'll see. We'll see how long that he wants to do that. I think the Cowboys are in a great spot myself. Now
they are.
But I understand what you're saying, Chief. They don't have one of the best players in the National Football League playing. But they have got to find a way to draw a line on these contracts. And I hate this is the one. The contract should have been done a long time ago. They should have drawn the line on Steel or any of these other contracts.
I mean, Dak is where they really should have drawn the line.
Steele, Diggs, whoever you want to. I mean, that's where the line should have been drawn. So right now they're like, okay, well, let's see. Let's see how Micah has to prove to them that he's willing to miss game checks. That's where I think this whole thing. Or they've also got to, you know, get in a situation, too, where Micah needs to, like, he needs to tell David Mulugeta, okay, if we're going to do this, stop. Stop talking to him. Because I'm willing to hold out and make this, it's going to be really, really hard on me, but let's see if we can make it hard on them. Because right now, we've got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got no leverage on them at all.
Right.
The minute that I'm the one that's going to have to take the brunt of this. I'm the one that's going to have to get fined every day and miss game checks. But if that's the strategy, because right now, I just, in my heart, believe that the Cowboys don't think that he will do it, and they're going to sit and they're going to wait him out.
Yeah,
but he has to prove to them that he's got the stomach to do it, and he's willing to sit. And I agree with Wolchek. I don't think they trade him. But Dawson, like you say, maybe they have to reevaluate that down the stretch. But it also sets a really dangerous precedent if, in fact, he does this and demands trade, and then they do trade him. You know, then you have your other star players. Okay, well, Dallas is now, they've caved on contracts. Now they're going to cave on trades.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I don't think they want to do this. I don't think they want to set that where, well, they moved on from Micah. You know, hell, they'll move. I mean, let's just sit out and see what happens. You know, let's see if we can get them to trade us.
Well, and to your point, if he doesn't even leave camp, Brian, because he doesn't want to start getting fined,
yeah,
you know he's not missing a game check.
That would be, is the number one key in this whole negotiation. The minute that he picks up and starts getting fined, now he's serious about doing this. Now the doubt comes in to their minds if, okay, maybe he won't take $1.8 million. Maybe he will sit out. That he's got to change the narrative to the front office. Because right now, the more he stands out on this practice field, the more resolve they have of, like, let's let this thing ride.
He's trying to get some leverage here because the Cowboys have such tremendous leverage with their ability of how they can manage this contract. And I think it's very smart for the players and agents to say, okay, we have to nuke this, right? We can't just continue a negotiation, we have to threaten, like Aiyuk did, like Myles Garrett did, like McLaurin did last night in Washington. Okay, I don't want to be here anymore. And that is, you know, what can maybe create a little bit of a deadline for you. So I think this is still just negotiation. I don't think this is going to, you know, end poorly. And a lot of me thinks right now, Jerry's like, sweet, you know, we're about 2 weeks into camp. The camp storylines and the camp battles have kind of run their course. And now people are starting to think about, okay, let's get ready for week one. What are we going to do for the next 3 weeks? Well, I mean, today is handled. This weekend is handled, you know, and all early next week, the Star is dominating coverage once again, you know. So, yes, I think maybe, you know, Jerry's got us exactly where he wants us today. And he's kicking back and watching this thing burn and loving it. And in, you know, some point between 2 to 4 weeks, we'll have a press conference and a big smile and a big handshake. That's where I think this thing is going. But it's a lot of fun to cover all of the angles, especially in light of the social media post that Micah Parsons put up about 45 minutes ago. We'll continue to talk about it. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day champion replay and Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Well, we just had the trade deadline yesterday. The top 10 best trade deadline rentals in the history of baseball. That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.